American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for it. And then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world. But they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up. We'll give you health care. Come on. Who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this?
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things to talk about. We just had Chris Street on the show telling us about the stock market and everything else. It's just turning into a bloodbath, and the stocks are cratering, and oil plunges. IMF urges stimulus. Fed pumps more cash, more cash, more cash. And, of course, where are they pumping it to? Places like California. Well, because, you know, there's a big hole to fill, like something like $320 billion. Can't seem to count for a lot of money in California. Of course, the biggest villain of them all for cash flow, as Chris was explaining, is China. China has a major, major liquidity problem. So we got that all kind of talked out last night. We had an excellent phone call with about 160-plus people about New California. This is an open public phone call, so it's kind of interesting to have callers. You know, you look at the call-in line. By the way, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. I'll be opening up the lines in the B block. That's going to be coming up. We got our problem solved with the call-in line. So, as you know, Friday we had just, man, callers backed up. It was kind of a lot of fun. Everybody was talking about, hey, you had callers. Yeah, well, you know, the system wasn't working up to par. And so we took it down and kind of like revamped it. What a fantastic job Scott Adams did. Of course, Scott Adams, Leonora Cravotto of the Scott Adams Show, comes on just before New California and all of our discussion about Agenda 21. So Agenda 21 Radio and the New California Movement being discussed on my radio show. And then we have Tori after that. Tori says, and I'll tell you, Red State Talk Radio is exploding, and we want to thank all the listeners for all the shows of Red State Talk Radio. Everybody back east, we know we have a large audience on the East Coast, so we really want to thank everybody. Right now, it's 10 o'clock East Coast time, and just getting your fresh pot of coffee going. For me, this is we started off with an interesting combination of coffee. I had sort of a real strong, almost a major a coffee that you would remind you of a major coffee vendor out there. That was the first pot, but it wasn't from that. By the way, it was just it tastes very similar. It tastes a little bit more bitey, and then we had a little bit milder coffee. And now I'm on the third pot. I'll tell you what, we have just banged it out of the park with some new beans that we have. We're kind of experimenting, and man, it's just this is the time of day when you need it. You know, you're doing the 3 hours of show prep before the show, then you start doing the show, and then all of a sudden you're in the show, and you're going, shocking, I need something a little bit more of a pick-me-up. And so that's what the third pot first cup just did to me. It picked me right up. So we're raring to go. Anyway, coronavirus is spreading. Warnings become more urgent for elderly and frail. North Korea fires 3 unidentified projectiles towards the East, and Michigan was once Bernie's resurrection, now could be his burial. These are some of the other things. I'm looking at the Drudge report, which it seems, as I was looking at this morning, and of course, this was before the stocks crater business, which happened about a half an hour ago, and we'll be watching that and monitoring that. I think we're going to go to maybe some live segments on Fox Business, even Fox News, to see what's going on. This is on the left-hand side of the Drudge report right now. This is what they're reading. I'm going to pull this thing up a little bit more, get zoom in size. It says, a market plunge triggers trading curbs, 10-year treasury below 0.4%, entire yield curve inside 1% sounds alarm. Cramer, worse than chaos of 2007 and 2009, White House drafting economic steps to fight fallout. Anxiety grips companies across the world. We're past the point of containment. Now this is a financial containment. This has nothing to do with the virus, okay? So what I'm saying here all deals with, unless it says, okay, there might be some parts, maybe not, okay, maybe not. Anxiety grips companies across the world. We're past the point of containment, and I think maybe that is the separate. I'm going to open this story up so you can get the idea of what they're talking about here, because I don't know. It's a new one. Oh, yeah, coronavirus fight enters new phase as ship prepares to dock in California. And, of course, that's something that they're all kind of looking at right now. We got this ship that's off California, and it's the Grand Princess, is they're being held offshore. It's now coming back onshore, they say. So that's going to be kind of an interesting little scenario about what's going on there. And anyway, so yeah, past the point of no return for containment. I guess that's one of the statements in the article. So now I'm going to be mentioning things about coronavirus. Ted Cruz, Representative Kosar, self-quarantined after contact at CPAC with somebody with coronavirus. Congress considering emergency shutdown. Hundreds in D.C. urged to stay home. Trump rallies on pause? Close call threatens to upend routine. President sails into perfect political storm. So much fake news. Era of social distancing begins. Inside administration debate rage over what to tell public. Federal agencies prep disruptions. Cops in hazmat suits enforce lockdown in Spain. Now this is Spain, where we're hearing some things about Sacramento. We got a story that the Sacramento police was patrolling a certain part of a community in Sacramento, in making sure people were in their houses, staying in their houses. Really? And though they had, you know, it seemed we're going to look more into that. Looked like Big Brother to me marching down the streets. Don't give up your guns, by the way. Era of social distancing begins. Inside administration. Okay. Israel to draft teens and army to fight spread. Italy restricts quarter of population. Prison in flames and lockdown riot among cutoff. Most daunting virus in half a century. Shoppers throw punches over toilet paper. A woman sparks panic on plane by deliberately coughing on crew. Now that's just what you want, right? Airport screeners, health workers plagued by fear and anger. Marine at Virginia-based test positive, and NASA employees infected. Florida's theme parks keep eye on viruses spreading, breaks fear. Okay, that's kind of the rundown. I just gave you the news rundowns and how they're kind of looking at that. And from the Drudge Report, that normally, of course, I do this on Friday, but today is a special day because we've got this whole thing going on with the cratering of stocks. This is what they're saying on the Dow futures drop over 1,000 points as oil plunges. And, of course, that's kind of old news now because the market is really down. It's down 1,500 points. Shocking. So the futures fell 1,200 points. This is the news that we thought we put it up on the website, but, you know, it's funny how sometimes your stories shockingly disappear. That was last night when we first got the warning about the 1,200 down. And anyway, so now it's left. What we're seeing right now is a straight sell-off, 1,502 at the market right now. That's what they're talking about. And, you know, this is, and the S&P is down 214. NASDAQ is down 601. Wow. These are major league drops. So this is the crisis that Chris was talking about years ago. Here it is. It's come to fruition. And this is the day of reckoning. So remember this date. This is as big a date as the date in the 80s. We had another big market sell-off, remember. And then everybody was panicked about that. Everything seemed to come back. That was in 86. Yeah, the market sell-off of 86, 87. But everything did come back, and I'm pretty sure that things are going to come back here, too. And with the, what's going to save everything is New California, believe it or not. New California will save the day. Trust me, we'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're on the business side of things right now, so we're looking at Fox Business. I like CNBC Business and Fox Business. I think they do really, really excellent work. Both of them do it. You know, it's a CNBC group over there, but I think they do an excellent job. There's some, you know, craziness that goes on a little bit, but from the business standpoint, they really do a great job. Okay, a couple of things. This is on the business side of Fox News, as they have all their articles out. It says here, Dow plunges 2,000-plus points, trading reopens after S&P sinks. Oil blasted. U.S. equity markets were plunging Monday after an oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia sent crude oil prices crashing. And, of course, the real deal behind all this, the real person behind the curtain is cash flow. And we've talked about that. That's the real deal. There's just the cash flow is not there. And they have a liquidity problem. We know that California does, and we know that the same thing going on with China. China's the big villain in all this. We're not going to be in too bad a shape because we have oil. You know, we have oil. Anyway. Companies not doing this amid virus outbreak already behind, HR expert says. That's, of course, human resources. This is a big story. Going to, you know, what is the fright plan for your employees? You know, how are you handling the so-called fright plan? Now, that's a whole different ball of wax, if you know what I mean. And this is something that... We're going to try and chime in with Fox Business right now because they've got quite a discussion going on. I can actually see it. And Maria Bartiromo is on, and they're giving some pretty good analysis. Smith of Arney is also doing the same thing. But I'll see right now if I can get into the so-called Fox channel. We have our back doors into Fox Business and other things too. So we're going to be looking at that. And Fox Business, Fox Bidnet. Here we go. We're going to get in some Fox Bidnet now. And I'm going to go live with this discussion. Here you are.
Deaths. Look at this. So you have to look at it in context. Mm-hmm. South Korea is now reporting a fatality rate of 0.5%. Why? Because they have better testing. They've got great testing going on in South Korea and China. China is pumping out 1.6 million tests, you know, daily in the last couple of weeks.
And the tests
and they've turned
have arrived
a corner.
Here.
And they're turning a corner in terms of cases going down. I'm really taken with Elon Musk's fight with MSNBC right now. Elon Musk is saying, don't panic. And he's in a fight saying, listen, the virality, how viral and virulent this is being overstated.
All right. We do have 1.1 million tests have already arrived as of now. 640,000 more tests arrived today, millions more later.
So what does that mean? We're going to have a lot more confirmed cases of coronavirus. That could lead to another wave of fear in this market before we get through.
Unless it shows a lower fatality rate. In other words, mild asymptomatic cases.
A huge jump in the number of cases will have an impact.
Told tens of thousands leading to hundreds of thousands of cases in the United States. The reason that people are telling me this is because this administration is trying to get ahead of this.
Right.
It's not a death sentence.
No.
Most people will just have flu-like symptoms.
Yeah,
but we are talking about very high numbers about to tick up in a big way.
Okay, right. What we're also discussing is the internal functioning of the market. We've already seen a 15-minute halt to trading. That was earlier this morning. Let's go to the exchange. Christina has with her the NYSE president, Stacey Cunningham. Tell me about the workings of the market, please.
Yeah, so Stacey, let's actually just get straight into it. There was a lot of chaos on the floor the moment it halted, traders with their handhelds. Can you describe what to expect now?
Sure. Market systems are designed to give a pause, a little bit of a breather when there's a major sell-off in the market. So this morning we expected that we might trigger those levels at 7%, and we did. It paused for 15 minutes and stocks reopened, and that just gives investors an opportunity to absorb the information out in the market and put their interest back in. But it's important for investors to keep in mind markets are here for the long term, and they shouldn't react to just those momentary disruptions.
What about the fact that some of the handhelds had frozen for some of these traders? Are you hearing any of that?
I didn't hear any of that.
And so given that you have experience on the floor back in the late 90s and how many years? I'm not even sure how long.
Yeah, I was down there from the mid-90s to 2005.
So the fact that times have changed, these triggers are a little bit different in terms of, you know, 7%, 13%, 20%. What is different between then and now?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do every time there is a market event is we take a look back and we figure out, are there any things that we should change? And so market-wide circuit breakers, we actually triggered a market-wide circuit breaker when I was a trader on the floor several years ago. And we taken those levels, we've tightened them up a little bit.
Right.
And the industry really comes together during those periods to just see how have markets evolved over the past several years, and are there any changes we want to make to even further the resiliency and strength in the markets. So, you know, we'll go through those exercises as we always do, but things worked as they were designed today. We test this every quarter.
So you're testing them for a 13% drop now? Because nothing will happen once we hit that 7%
drop. We've tested every quarter. We hold an industry test. So all market participants get the opportunity to test 7%, test 13%, and those are regularly held each quarter.
One last question to do with the coronavirus. A letter was sent to all the traders on Friday. So how are you preparing here? Are you scanning no guests on the floor anymore, if you can comment on that?
We've increased the amount of cleaning that happens. We've also segmented guests across the trading floor community just to minimize interactions, but nothing severe yet.
Okay, Stacey Cunningham, the president of New York Stock Exchange. We'll throw it back to you guys unless you have a question.
No, we're all set. I've got to move on here, but Christina and Stacey Abram there, thanks very much indeed. Last word?
I like the quote, fear spreads a lot faster than the virus.
So,
let's get the testing out there. It's been a lovely time spending with you in the Common Sense Corner of Varney.
The Common Sense Corner. You invented that expression. We'll take it. I'm going to steal it and use it. Thanks very much indeed, Liz.
All right. Can I say one thing to you? Because we're just getting this breaking news. Goldman Sachs is now expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates 50 basis points both in March and in April. 100 basis point cut expected at Goldman Sachs from the Federal Reserve. I don't know why they think the Fed is going to be able to cure this, but Goldman's making a pretty big prediction here.
And the other side of the coin is that the Trump administration is now organizing and drafting measures to respond to this sell-off and respond to the virus. And that's being being discussed actively as we speak. They've got all these different ideas about a tax holiday, paid sick leave, deferred tax payments, all kinds of ideas. A package we believe is coming under discussion right now. Maybe that's got something to do with why the market did indeed come back. The Dow at one point was down well over 2,000 points. Now it's down 1,490. So there's an element of comeback here. What's this update on Clorox?
Well, in a market awash in red, Clorox on the upside. Probably not a huge surprise given reason for this sell-off. But
so this is what's happening in the world of high finance, Fox Business reporting. Clorox is up. Really? Clorox is up. Any cleaning company or a company that manufactures cleaning products or whatever, they're up. They're way up, of course, because of the coronavirus scare. I wanted to go back to a couple of things that I think they were mentioning about the virility of the coronavirus, and the virility doesn't seem as strong as a lot of people have said. I've been saying that for a long time. It's not like the influenza. It seems to be transmitted by contact more than anything else. Now, not breathing it in or anything like that, but just simple contact. That's why washing your hands has been so critical. And I've always said that the United States has a much better hygienic rate, you know, washing hands compared to China. 23% of people wash their hands after they go to the toilet. But the United States, we're upwards of about 80% of people. I know this, you know, you'd think that these surveys that people take about, do you wash your hands after you urinate? You know, that it's like, God, why are you asking that question? Now you know why they ask that question, is because in times like this, see, we can actually take that data and we can interpret it as what is it, how good are we at stopping the spread of this virus? And we're pretty good. That goes along with our whole hygienic teachings and so on that you usually learn at home. primarily. I think moms and dads teach that. Whole families teach that. And good educational institutions with high moral standards teach that. Anyway, now you know why they teach that. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what's the White House doing? We're going to check in right now to Fox News, regular Fox News. Here we go.
Protects first and foremost the community, and secondly protects those individuals. They'll
this
be in an
Alex
isolation
Azar,
quarantine
Health and
environment.
Human Services Secretary
they will
speaking.
Then go to facilities that we've arranged around the country for their own care. They will be tested. They'll go into 14-day quarantine. We're going to be leaving the crew on board the ship, although we're surging medical staff. We already have put people on board the ship to isolate those individuals, make sure appropriate isolation and quarantine is happening on board that ship. And we're working very closely with Governor Newsom and the mayor of Oakland on all of these efforts.
There's criticism, obviously, of the federal effort here, and I just want to get from you. Do you feel like your department, that the federal government and your department have their arms around this crisis?
We've been on this from day one when we first got word from the China CDC about this and have been working aggressively to prepare this country for what we see as a very serious public health threat. We'll take all actions necessary to protect the American people, working with our state and local partners. We've gotten a diagnostic out there. That diagnostic is in the field. It's available for our public health labs, our hospitals. So over a million shipped over the weekend. We now have 2.1 million available for use in the United States, so testing is fully available to our providers. We've rapid work on a vaccine that should go into clinical trials very soon. We have a therapeutic already in clinical trials. We've taken historically aggressive border patrol and border control measures to protect the American people, and we're going to keep taking very aggressive steps to protect America.
Mr. Secretary, there's a lot to break down there as far as the vaccine and the timing of that vaccine, because there also seems to be mixed communication on that. But if I could turn everyone's attention to the Dow, because we've been watching the U.S. stock market since it opened for trading just over an hour ago. And right now there is a significant sell-off happening on Wall Street, more than a 5% drop on the Dow. It is a 1,380-point drop due in part to coronavirus fears. So does the administration feel like it has put out a confident message and one easily understood by the American public to limit those fears, because they are significantly playing out in our stock market this morning?
So President Trump has delivered a historically strong economy, whether it's on unemployment numbers or on productivity, and he's going to keep doing that. But his number one concern across the whole of government, along with Vice President Pence, is leading the public health preparedness and response effort here. Our economic team will work on economic aspects of this. And President Trump, having delivered the best economy in modern history, has the tools and knows the tools to keep this economy going.
Did he have
but his
anything
first
to say
focus
about
is public
that?
Health.
Did he have anything to say about that stock market sell-off this morning?
I haven't spoken to the president yet this morning.
Okay.
The president in the air right now, as we understand it, having just taken off from West Palm Beach a little while ago. Listen, Governor Andrew Cuomo, obviously Democrat of New York, has been critical of the federal effort. Here's what he told Maria Bartiromo.
Look, testing is limited, and this is, I think, Maria, one of the main issues we have, both in reality and in perception. When you wonder why people are so anxious and the fear, it's because the information they're getting tends to change and they're getting mixed messages.
How do you answer that last part in particular? Mixed messages, says Governor Cuomo.
Well, I'm disturbed by that comment, because Governor Cuomo has actually been a really good partner working with us. So I'm confused by what he's saying there, because New York State and New York City have all the lab tests they've asked for. In fact, we've offered them more and they've refused further shipments of lab tests. So there's just no factual basis for what he's saying there. But he's been a good partner, and we're working really closely with the New York City Public Health Department as well as with New York State. We actually approved New York State's a lab test that they developed and that we actually approved. So they've been up and running with capacity for any need they've had. Let me really be really clear about one point. There has never been a time since the CDC developed the lab test that any public health official in the United States who needed to get somebody tested for the novel coronavirus has been unable to get that person tested through the CDC's test in Atlanta. We have had capacity and throughput at every moment since we developed this test. That is a fact.
Secretary Azar, Fox News is just now reporting that the White House has made the decision to limit certain in-person meetings because of the growing spread of the virus. According to a senior administration official, the White House and the State Department are discouraging foreign officials from coming to visit, instead opting for phone calls and video conferences when possible. Can you confirm that?
Well, I don't have all the details. I'm sitting here with you as any announcement like that's been made. But we're going to take steps, just like private industry, to ensure protection of our people and to mitigate the spread of disease, take appropriate, reasonable steps. You know, we're working right now. The CDC is embedded in the state of Washington with Governor Inslee and in California with Santa Clara County, where we're advising them on future mitigation steps to take, including social gatherings, to especially protect those who are elderly and those who are medically fragile. As you talked about in the opening here, there is a certain cohort of individuals globally that are most at risk from severe and critical medical conditions as rising out of this novel coronavirus. And we need to take extra protections in those environments to ensure infection control and for those individuals to stay away from settings that put them at greater risk.
Secretary Azar, there's also confusion about the coronavirus. If you could, we talked about this last hour, and we said we would ask you. The coronavirus has been around for some time. It's the COVID-19 strain of the coronavirus that has caused all of this, all of these problems. What is it about that strain, and what makes that so different than the coronavirus that has existed?
Yeah, so there's a normal coronavirus, a couple of strains of it that exist and have existed for a long time out in humanity. Our bodies are used to dealing with them. They have a known profile in terms of morbidity and mortality, and they're all and people are used to dealing with that. SARS, MERS, and now COVID-19 are genetic modifications to that virus that the human body is not used to dealing with, does not have any type of response mechanism built in for it, and has a particular severity, a mortality and morbidity profile different from the common cold. And as we talked about, in particular, what we're seeing is the elderly and individuals who are medically fragile are most at risk of severe and critical complications from the disease. Fortunately, we're seeing that while children and younger individuals can get the disease, globally the data seems to be indicating that they are less at risk of severe or critical complications from the virus. But we're continuing to learn every day, and we're continuing. President Trump is going to insist that we take aggressive measures in a whole of government approach to protect the public health here in the United States as our first
Secretary,
priority.
Secretary, so we've only got a couple of seconds left, but we hear you putting out a confident message, one where you say that the messaging is coming from the White House is accurate and all-inclusive. We also hearing you say that despite what we've heard from other administration officials, if you want a test from the CDC, you will get a test. Nobody's being denied that. What is your biggest challenge, your biggest struggle right now in all of this?
Our biggest challenge right now is to ensure that we contain further spread into the United States and that we work with our state and local partners to mitigate spread in areas where we've had community spreading. So that's working with Governor Inslee, that's working with Santa Clara County, it's working with New York State and City, it's working with Florida. To take the aggressive measures needed to slow down the spread of this disease so that we can always continue to buy time and mitigate the impact here in the United States. But make no mistake, this is a very serious health problem. Nobody is trying to minimize that. It is a very serious public health threat to the people of the United States, and that's why President Trump from day one has been aggressive with a whole of government approach and will continue to do so.
I know I said last question, but one more. There are schools open all over the country. Some have decided to shut down as a precaution. Do you recommend any further school closings at the federal level, Secretary Azar, based on what you are seeing and hearing, especially considering the White House is now limiting in-person meetings?
So we haven't recommended that every single community in America close schools. We're working with individual communities based on the data in their community and what cases they have seen. In some communities, closing schools is a very appropriate measure. In others, it might be having school but limiting assemblies and larger gatherings within the school. So it's very much a local and state decision about the approach to take based on data. We're there to help and advise them.
Well, we're going to cut it off there because we've got a break coming up. But I note that he keeps saying officials from Santa Clara County. He doesn't say from the governor's office. Hello? I wonder why. Because maybe the governor is incompetent in California? Maybe? How about, yes, in fact, he is. In the third hour, we're going to be playing some of the press conference about how the governor of California is handling it. We're back to that little speaking without a teleprompter. You remember that with Obama? Every time you took the teleprompter away, between every word it was Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's a slam dunk, after all. A slam dunk. You know, it's kind of interesting, the craziness that's going on out there, right? I mean, it truly is. It's just a crazy, crazy, crazy kind of place to be. Right now, if you think you've got the flu, just take good hygiene and use it. You know, we're talking about definitely washing your hands a lot. I'd stay away from the sterilizers, if you know what I mean, and all that stuff that's out there, the creams, the salves, and all that other stuff that just strip your hands of any kind of bacteria, because some bacteria are very good to help you prevent, believe it or not, some of these diseases. It's the fauna on your hands, silly. Yeah, you know, the animal life, as they call it. The flora and fauna of the land, get it? Flora meaning flowers, fauna meaning animals. You have it in your body. Microbes, we call them. The fauna, the flora. Well, some of you might have plant life growing on your sewer. It's not unlike that sort of thing, you know. You see that sometimes you get a little bit of green tint. I'm just kidding. I'm serious. Some people, you know, don't clean themselves too well, and pretty soon you got all kinds of crazy things growing on yourself. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. That's the way the life rolls. That's the way life rolls for just about everybody. You know, I was taking a look. Where is it at? Where is it at? Oh, here it is. Okay, I was taking a look at, again, we've got trading resumes after a brief halt as Dow opens. We've talked about that. It went down. Oh, it opened at 1900, went down well over 2000, and then it's now coming back. So we'll start to see where this whole thing settles down. If it's going to be 1500 or if it's going to be it's going to be 1000 or whatever. At one point or another, it's going to be, I think, settling down, and I think you're going to see this market come back. That's probably going to be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know. But you know, one thing that is happening, and that is that some things are not coming back, and some of the things that are not coming back, of course, are the is California and China. That's not going to happen. There is a crisis brewing here in California. We know that it's happening. It's opening up. Okay, the elections. We're going to talk a little bit about the elections coming up in the next hour, actually, and of course, the California elections and all the stuff that's happened out there. The corruption madness, if you will, that a lot of people are now starting to figure out. It's corrupt out there in California. Really? I just, you know, because I was reading a couple of articles this morning about people pontificating about the whole electoral system in California. And, you know, this is stuff we were reporting like a year, 2 years ago, actually in 2016. And now these people are just waking up. It's kind of interesting. These people are highfalutin opinion people in California with California politics. But the question is, where is the California Republican Party? It's non-existent. It doesn't exist anymore. It's dead. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
To Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, I guess, if you're talking about if you're a seller, and a lot of people rushing in to be a buyer right now. This is just sort of the thing that goes on in the market. So, just to kind of give you a heads up, we're going to be seeing tons and tons of people flow back into the market right now because they can. You know, that's really what it comes down to, because they can. And they've got the money to see it go back up. This is the old adage, buy low, sell high. Don't sell high and then, you know, buy high. or buy high and then sell high. Don't do that. That's what a lot of people do, and of course that's a big confliction that always happens with people and when they get into the market. And it's one of the reasons why some people just say, you know, I can't get the market timing down. What's the rhythm? What has my research told me? You know, and there's a lot of different programs out there that help people now kind of refine their whole process to find the best stocks and the best equities to invest in. The most well-performing over time. And remember, you know, the girl was talking about, which is so very, very true, the stock market is here for the long term. It might seem like it's really terrible right now, but for the long term is where we're looking. And, of course, there's a lot of really good things happening in terms of the stock market right now. I'm going to try and check in, if I can, to that one little gambit that we had going on here. I think it's Fox News. Yeah, I think they're done. Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff coming up in the next hour, the third and final hour. I just can't believe it. Where does time go when you're having fun? Anyway, New California, of course, going to be talking a lot about New California and Mike Huckabee and his speech, his presentation. We might play a few clips from it, actually. You're going to be seeing that YouTube come out featuring Mike Huckabee at the 6th Constitutional Convention in San Luis Obispo last weekend. And I'll tell you, it was just chilling. We got all the high def in, you know, pictures of it and everything else to go along with it. So we're really, really excited. You'll be able to get the information from Mike Huckabee about what's going on. And I'm glad we're premiering that this week about what Mike Huckabee said last week, because of the circumstances that are here now today. It makes much more sense to listen to him talk about California and New California and what's going to be happening in the future. This is the key, and now's the future. This is what he was saying last weekend, and you're going to go, oh, my God. And you're going to hear, you know, the same thing that Chris Street's been saying, that we've all been saying at New California. It is here. It is now. It's happening. It's going to become the 51st state. It is becoming. It's in the process of becoming the 51st state. Once you start these constitutional processes, it's kind of like what you saw demonstrated with impeachment. You saw it started. It has to finish. It has to run its course. And we have set in motion the process of statehood. Nobody else has. Everybody else has gone astray. Everybody else has done, you know, different things as they should do and not do. But the bottom line to it is that we've had great, great reception from everybody, and now all of a sudden it's becoming more prominent and more, I think, newsworthy. But we'll see how that all plays out. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.